Hey bitches, welcome back to Bitchin' About Broadway, where we talk about Broadway behind her back. I'm your bitchin' host, Elijah Zurich, and I'd like to introduce my bitchin' co-host for today's show, Alex Rodriguez. Alex, make yourself known. What's good?
Hi everyone, I'm so excited to be here.
Party. I've known Alex for just over a year, and we perform at the same theater in the Tampa Bay area. Music showcase. We're actually here right now in the music store, and there's this horn going off in the room next to us. Mm-hmm. And if you just hear some like jazzy bluesy tunes, I didn't pay for that. That's free. Anyway, we performed together. We actually met in Mamma Mia. We both played Harry Bright, and Alex broke his leg, so I wheeled him on and off stage.
Yeah.
And in that, I also became low-key his husband in the show.
Period. That did happen.
And Alex was also my husband when I played Harry.
Oh, the horns are celebrating.
she's really celebrating our existence. Hold on. Oh, now you stop playing. Okay, bitch. Have fun. We were also in Sweeney Todd together. Alex played the Beatle and Anthony, and I played Sweeney Todd and the Judge. So we were a duo no matter how we were in the show. Mm-hmm. And I'm coming to the stage this month, Little Women, where you are playing what, Alex?
I'm playing the role of Lori.
Okay, and I'm playing Aunt March.
Period.
And that's not even a joke, guys. Come see us. We open Friday. Alex and I share a passion for all things Broadway and musical theater, and have spent many hours dreamcasting our favorite shows, even shows I don't like that he does, often including ourselves in these casts. And, like, my favorite one, I think it was... I forget which cast it was, but it was like me and Patti LuPone were in a show together in one of our dream casts, and it made me very happy.
I think it was Wicked.
Wait, no, it was Sideshow, and we were the twins.
Sideshow, yeah.
And I just was like, I will never leave you. She's like, I will never leave you. And it was like a time in my head. Anyways, yeah. I think we can cover some excellent overview of our topic. Alex, what are we going to talk about today?
Well, we're going to be talking today about... like, the Frozen the Musical.
Like Frozen the Musical or Frozen the Musical?
We're talking about Frozen the Musical. Sorry about that, guys.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. Alex is 14, and it's not a flex. first, we're going to kick off this episode with a fun song sung by Olaf, Anna, and Kristoff. This is a new song that was not in the original cartoon movie version. When Everything Falls Apart. And it was actually cut from the Broadway show during the Denver run, which makes me so sad because it's one of my favorite songs in the entire cast recording. And the only reason I would want to be Olaf and not Elsa. So, yeah. Here is When Everything Falls Apart, sung by Greg Hildreth, Patty Murin, and Jelani Aladdin. Thank you so much. Catch you on the flip-flop.
Oh no, Olaf! You're in pieces! This is horrible!
Hey! No need to panic. There are times in my life when I am neither here nor there, and I'm a little in a muddle, 'cause my middle's rolled somewhere. Sometimes one arm has flown off, and another's in the grass, and I've one foot in my mouth, and another in my abdomen. When everything falls apart, and I'm as broken as can be, I don't get devastated when decapitated, no, it just helps me see differently. Yes, when everything falls apart, and the winds of fate seem cruel, what I'm most afraid of shows me what I'm made of, which turns out to be pretty cool. When I'm scattered, 'cause I'm shattered, and I'm good for who knows what. I know I'll always catch a break, as sure as I can catch my butt.
Whoops!
Ooh, there it goes!
Throw me! Whoa!
When everything falls apart, and it's an awful, awful day, to sum up my thesis, when I fall to pieces, it's a chance to look around and say, I'm gonna pull myself together in a better way.
That's great, Olaf. But what about Arendelle? I can't go back there with the weather like this. How do I defend Elsa to them? I can't let my people down, but...
Hey! When everything falls apart and all your wits are at their end, yes, in the midst of stressing, there's a hidden blessing.
You can be depressing with a friend.
When a reindeer herder finds a reindeer left behind to die, the herder saves the reindeer's life, and the deer makes him a better guy.
Aww.
I'm gonna cry.
When everything falls apart, it's just the world reshuffling. It can lead to more friends.
Maybe three or four friends.
And all the good that can bring.
When things fall apart,
don't worry about a thing.
Except maybe worry about your hair?
What? I just fell off a cliff. You should see your hair.
No, yours is turning white.
White? It's what? Does it look bad?
No.
You hesitated.
No, I didn't.
You did hesitate.
Not in that way. It's because your sister struck you, isn't it? Wait, I have an idea. There's some friends out in the woods, I know. They'll tell us what to do.
Why would you stay out here and risk your life?
Because we care about you.
You do?
We do.
Huh, that's new.
When everything's going bad,
oh, so bad.
And you don't know where to start.
It's looking grim, it's true.
Hey bitches, welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Bitchin' Bout Broadway Hawk Radio on Anchor FM. And I'm your guest star, Alex, with Elijah, of course.
The main hoe of the house.
Of course. And we just heard the song When Everything Falls Apart from the Broadway musical Frozen.
Girl, that's our discussion of the day. We're going to be talking about Frozen behind her back.
Of course we are.
Period. I'm a huge fan of it, though. So,
I am too.
Alex, you got to see it when you went to New York,
right? I did.
Did you see the OG cast?
Yes, I did see the OG cast.
I am so proud of myself. I got to see it 3 times before it closed.
Oh,
I got to see it twice in the summer because I'm a huge Casey Levy stan, guys. Like, I'm madly in love with her. Like, she knows it, too. I've had lessons with her, and she knows just how much I love her. And also, she's, like, in my opinion, she's, like, one of the best voices I've ever heard. Like, queen. But... I didn't get to see her the first time I went to go see it. Her understudy was on, Alyssa Fox, which is an amazing vocalist. Like, go look her up. She's amazing.
Do it.
Yeah, I got to see her, and I was so excited to see her, but I was like, Miss Girl, I need to see my homegirl Casey live. Like,
yeah.
I'll never see her again. And I got to see her again, but that's beside the point. So I went, and I saw it, but then I was like, gotta see it again. So I went again, and I saw Casey, and I was so excited about it. And then she announced that she was leaving in February of last year. So I was like, all right, guys, guess I'm going to New York. So I did an intensive with Broadway Artists Alliance. And I was like, guys, let's be real. This was just the Trojan horse. I just came to this state to see Frozen. So then I went to go see Casey's closing night. And it was emotional for everyone. People on stage were crying. Audience members were crying. I had chills. Let It Go was like never before. Oh, and Casey Levy played Elsa. So that's on period.
Yes.
But anyway, I got a little off topic. So listen, I think we all kind of know, like, the global phenomenon, Frozen. I think we all know the storyline. I think we all know who she is. The Disney movie is kind of a bad bitch. It was a massive record-breaking hit that was released in November of 2013. I was 10 years old and already involved with singing and musical theater. So I had a really deep appreciation for it because... like, the entire voice acting cast, like, of the movie was, like, they were predominantly Broadway stars. Like, Idina Menzel as Elsa.
Jonathan Groff as Kristoff.
Yeah, and Santino Fontana as who, Alex? Hans.
Hans?
Your favorite. Really? Yeah, your dream role.
My dream role, yes.
It was Santino.
And I did not know that.
It was Santino.
Yeah, Josh Gad was Olaf, of course.
Yeah, and it's a bad bitch cast.
Oh. Yes.
Oh, and Kristen Bell is Anna.
Yeah.
She's a baddie. I'm in love with her. And also her voice, clean, underrated, vocals for days, madly in love with her. She's also very funny. So yeah, from the beginning, I just love Frozen. Like, I saw it in the movie theater. My mom, being premenopausal at the time, cried during Let It Go. Alex, stop. So I was just like, oh girl, this is good. Me and my little baby self was like, oh yeah, this is the good stuff. So, of course, I sang Let It Go for, like, my next voice recital. And I was like, guys, this is a woke choice. No one's going to know about it. Like, I remember I, like, told my mom. I was like, no one is actually going to sing this because we only sing Broadway. But then I requested it, and I got it. And then my voice teacher was like, that's so funny. Because, like, a day later, I had, like, 5 people come up to me and ask for that. And I had already given it to you. And I was like, oh, that's funny. And then, like, the song blew up, and Let It Go is huge, obviously.
Huge song, obviously. As it should be.
As it should be. I mean, like, it's one of the best songs ever written, and if anyone says that it isn't, get a life.
Anyways, period.
Have real life experiences, and then tell me that. So, yeah, I'm a huge fan, and I have yet to grow tired of the movies, cartoon shorts, and the musical, or the music, because, like, when I have a sick day, I go on Disney Plus, I watch Frozen, I watch Frozen 2, I watch Olaf's Frozen Adventure, I watch Frozen Fever. I'm a huge fan. Massive stan.
Of course.
And Alex likes to watch the bootleg, but we're not going to talk about that. So yeah, and according to CNBC.com, Frozen was the highest grossing animated film of all time with $1.28 billion, and that was 2013 to 2014. However, it was dethroned in 2019-2020 by Frozen 2, which is now the highest-grossing animated film of all time, with $1.5 billion in the global box office. And let me just say, Frozen 2 hits different. I know we all know about it, but that movie is character development for, like, anyone watching it. Like, I remember when I went to go see it in the theater, I was crying on... I think that my parent was with me. I can't remember who was with me, because I did see it with a friend later, and he was just like, oh, girl, are you seriously crying right now? And I was like, yeah, babe, I am crying. So, yeah. I'm kind of, like, a huge Frozen stan, and I don't talk about it a lot, because no one else is a stan like me except for Alex.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I was like, dude, this is perfect. You're gonna be my guest this week. And he was like, period. Ugh, child. Anyways, what about you, Alex? What's your history with Frozen? Vibe?
I love Frozen. I vibe so much. Every single character has
a... I'm looking at him because Elsa. He hates on Elsa.
I do hate on Elsa. Elsa, I don't hate Elsa, obviously. I think she's a very powerful character of the show.
Yeah, I mean, she is the main character, like it or not.
She is the main character. I think she's an amazing character. She has...
Wait, or is it... I think it's Anna.
Yeah, I was about to say Anna.
Anna's the main character in the first one, but Elsa is definitely the main character in the second one.
Yeah, well...
But, I mean, she, like, low-key swept the nation. She's like me. Like, no one expected it. No one expected Elijah Zurk to come in with bitching about Broadway, but then I just kind of did.
That's period. But... I love every single character, no matter if it's a character that's in one scene or a character in every single scene of the movie or the show. Wow. I love the Broadway show. It's amazing.
He really likes the parents that die in the beginning.
What can I say?
I actually have a friend. Well, I don't know how cool we are because I met him because of Frozen, but his name's Tyron Robinson, and he's so sweet and so amazing. He was the dad in Frozen when it closed.
Oh, period.
And... I saw him when I saw the closing show because he had just started like a few months or a couple weeks before that transition. And he is absolutely amazing. Like, he pulled me into the story so much, and he was just the dad in the beginning. Like, ugh, actor goals right there. Love him. Also, shout out to him. Go follow him on Instagram. Look at his work. I'm not sure how much work he has posted online, but he's fantastic. Like, very much in love with him. Very much. Yeah. Love you, Tyrone. God.
Period. I mean, yeah, the show It's amazing, the Broadway show. I just think, you know, they put so much into the songs and the lines. Because Frozen makes you want to laugh. Frozen makes you want to cry. You have emotions all over the place by the end of the show.
Yeah.
So,
period.
And it's funny. And then it also has, like, the sisterly love of the show, you know.
Yeah. It's like me and Alex. Yeah. Alex is my Anna.
Yeah, Elijah's
I'm always like, leave my room. And he's like, no. And we're not even brothers. Like, I'm just mean to Alex.
Yeah.
Alex is my Anna, though. I very much enjoy him. But yeah, and I think that, like, anyone can relate to it no matter who you are, which is why I think it did so well. And I think a lot of people, especially in this day and age with a lot of, like, slam posting, you know how people are?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The shit posts on, like, Reddit and Facebook. There's, like, a trend about, like, how Tangled is better. I just think Tangled is different, and I'm just gonna keep it 100. I love them both, but I grew the most because of Frozen. Like, It was one of those that, like, you know, like, when you're a child and you see a character and you're like, oh, that's kind of like me.
Yeah.
I've never really had that, but I think that they represent anxiety really well with Elsa.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I think that it's so subtle in the movie because it was supposed to be about Anna and then stumbling on that, like, gold mine of Elsa being, like, that character, that, like, deep character.
It really made it.
It made it something. And I think that it's really interesting that Elsa, in the original storyline, when I was talking to Eden Espinosa about, oh my gosh, like, this time last year when I met her, she's also phenomenal. Look up her work. She's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
She was in the audition process for Elsa in the movie. Yeah. But when she auditioned, Elsa was the villain.
Elsa was the villain. I heard that Elsa was supposed to be the villain.
Yeah, so what I think is interesting is that she started out that way, but she still kept a lot of those character traits. However, they made her a misunderstood character. And I think that's really cool that it's almost... I don't know if they intended for this or not. I think that they knew that this was supposed to be... Well, I don't think they were like, oh, this is definitely going to be a Broadway show. But I think it's accidental that it was kind of geared that way from the very beginning. Like...
Yeah, you
Bobby
think of
Kristen.
Frozen. When I watched Frozen, I was like, you know, this would be a, like...
Killer show.
Yeah, killer show. That's the difference with Tangled and Frozen. I love them both. I think they're amazing.
Oh, for sure.
But for Tangled, I think it's more of a happy, like, you want, like, it makes you want to laugh.
It's a feel-good movie.
Feel-good movie, and Frozen's just so powerful, and that's what it takes to be a Broadway show. And I think...
Well, yeah, period.
Yeah.
And I also have been thinking about this, Catherine Steele on YouTube. I saw this a couple years ago.
I love Catherine Steele.
Massive stan, I'm in love with her. Anyways, she's great, and also she's crazy talented. Like, someone please give her, like, the contracts. So, anyways... I watched a thing that she made. I can't remember if it was, like, Disney movies that should be Broadway shows or, like, what the context was, but she said that she thinks it would be odd. I can't remember exactly what she said, and I also tried to find the video before this, but she has a sea of videos. Mm-hmm. I was like, I give up. And I couldn't find, like, the exact quote.
Yeah.
But what she said something about, like, Tangled being an odd musical because the space of the animation starting out as, like, almost claustrophobic with, like, just the little world of the tower, and then when she finally gets down off the tower, everything's a lot bigger, and you can't feel that state, that space, if you're watching the show. A broad scale.
Yeah.
And, she's so right, because after I heard that, I watched the movie, like, a week or two after, and I could just, and I was watching it, and I was like, wow, this is truly genius, the way that it's animated. To be so small, and then her world just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And I don't think there's anything like Tangled the movie because of the way it's done. And, I mean, Disney misses no detail whatsoever. And, I mean, sometimes, but, you know, like, back in the day with, like, Little Mermaid and Sebastian with the thimble on his foot, off his foot, on his foot, off his foot. But anyways, I digress.
Unimportant.
I mean, Ariel's my favorite through and through, so I know the little things.
Yeah.
Sorry, Elsa, but Ariel's my girl. So, I personally, like, truly believe that Tangled would be such an odd musical only because you can't get into the little details that they gave those characters. Where in Frozen, their little details are meant to be broad and grand, but where Tangled are supposed to be small and subtle. And I mean, I think that if a Tangled musical ever came about, I think that the perfect candidates for Rapunzel would be Christy Altimer or Taylor Lautner. Like, personally, I just love them so much. But, I mean, if, of course, if Disney decides to put it on, it's going to be amazing. It's going to get Tony-nommed because I don't think they've ever put on a Broadway show that's been bad.
Yeah.
Like, no. I've never seen a Disney show that was bad.
Yeah, a very good candidate for Flynn Rider and like, Tangled.
Don't say you.
No.
Don't say
no, you. No. I would never say that. I was saying a very good candidate would be former Frozen Broadway star Brian McCartan.
Oh, my God. He's perfect. Please, Disney, make it happen. Even if it's just, like, even if you guys just, like, wrote some music. I'm talking to Disney now. If Disney just wrote some music, like, right now and did a concert, yeah. Okay? This is my dream cast. Hear me out. Okay.
We just went
from Ryan McCartan, a Flynn Rider, okay? Taylor Lautner or Christy, depending on, like, what the haps are with them, because I both they probably got, like, line of people trying to work with them. Rapunzel, right? Mother Gothel, Stephanie J. Block.
That would be
J. Block, because she is such a genius actress. Mm-hmm. She would bring it to life. She would do everything and more. And also, she has that strong belt. She could bring it. I love her. Love you, Steph. And then myself as Pascal, because, you know, I love green reptiles. Alex knows this. My alligator obsession when I was 4.
Yeah. All right, so we kind of just drifted from Frozen to Tangled, so.
Whatever.
Sorry.
You good there?
Yeah, I'm good.
He really just said, okay, let me know when you're done.
I'm done.
Okay.
So going back to Elsa. Elsa being the villain.
Yeah.
Going back to Elsa being the villain, that would have been very challenging for, like, what they would do with, like, Hans.
Well, I think she was supposed to end up with Hans at the time, and then Kristoff was supposed to be, like, her GBF or something. For those of you who don't know what GBF means, it's gay best friend. But also, because it's Jonathan Groff, like, I wonder, like, I feel like Disney... Why are you kicking things, Alex? Guys, Alex is violent. He's not violent. He's just very large. He's 14 and, like, 6'2", right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's overgrown. I'm not. I'm such a stan. He's taller than me, guys, and I'm 17.
Yeah.
It makes me feel very small. Yeah. You want to say it, Alex?
Yeah. So, Frozen the Musical opened on Broadway on March 22nd, 2018 at the St. James Theater.
Look at the history. And Alex and I have both seen Frozen on Broadway in the summer of 2019.
Period.
Ugh, I love us. Okay, but fam, I'm gonna come back. I'm gonna brag on my work. I saw Frozen for the third time on February 14th, 2020, just before the shutdown. I was so proud of it. It was like Valentine's Day with my friend Justin, who is, like, literally, like, he has to be, like, 30 years older than me. Like, let's be real. He was just like, hey, girl, want to go out? And I was like, yeah. So we, like, went out as besties. He's so fun. I love Justin. Justin, I'm in love with you. So, yeah, it was the last performance of Casey Levy and Patty Murin. Casey Levy played Elsa in the original Broadway cast, who you are going to listen to on the cast recording because she's amazing. And Patty Murin, who played Anna. Queens. And I'm just gonna brag, I was like 3 feet away from Kristen Anderson Lopez and Robert Lopez because I went on stage after the show with Tyrone and I was like right next to them. They were talking to someone and was not gonna interrupt, but I like was like 3 feet away and my little baby Elijah Hart was like ba boom ba boom yeah. Anyway,
so let's talk about Kristen and Robert Lopez.
Oh, you're gonna do that?
Yeah.
Okay, Alex.
So, as you all might know, they are married, and they're they're the writers of the music and lyrics for all things Frozen.
Jennifer Lee is the writer and director of Frozen, Frozen 2, and the Broadway book, and she's amazing because that mind, though. And all won 3 Academy Awards for Frozen in 2014. I'm so proud of them all.
So, you can tell that they make a good team.
Mm-hmm. Period. It's like me and Alex, guys.
Yeah.
Only Alex doesn't do anything. It's so cool that they all work together on both movies and the musical. And I'm sure this is why the story transitioned so well from stage to screen, because they were together through the whole process. And also, Bobby and Kristen both are Broadway people. Like, I know he wrote Avenue Q.
Yeah.
So I think that they come from that background, and coming from that background is really helpful. Because, I mean, like, it was engineered from the start to be very Wicked-esque. I don't know if you noticed, like,
yeah,
the storylines are very similar with, like, the main, the, like, our heroines, our lead characters, like, our Elsa is very Elphaba, and then, of course,
I wouldn't say Anna is very Glinda.
She's not, but she has qualities.
She has qualities.
And the storylines are very similar with, like, Let It Go moment is very Defying Gravity moment. Mm-hmm. I don't know. To me, it just hits. And, I mean, it's Idina. They literally picked the OG Elfie for Elsa. I just think that it's very specific. It's so specific. And they even called in Eden, who was Elphaba.
Yeah.
They called in Elphabas for the role. I think they knew. They knew.
They knew.
They knew what they were doing.
So, let's talk about the Tony Awards with Frozen. So
they were robbed!
They were all three nominated for Tony Awards, but they didn't win. The band's visit beat them out in each category.
Yeah. Now, I haven't seen the band's visit, but I hear it's fantastic, and not going to hate on it, but I'm just going to say, Frozen was a beautiful show when she was on Broadway, and she deserved more time. I'm madly in love with her, and I'm obsessed with it. So anyways, we are at our next station break. Thank you so much. This is a good time to just listen to one of the original songs from the Broadway show, sung by Casey Levy, my queen. This is one of the more popular songs that came out of the Broadway show that wasn't in the movie. This is definitely my favorite song that came out of the musical, because when I just heard it, I knew exactly what the show was. I knew just like how much they really elaborated on the story. When I saw this, I was like, wow. So, without further ado, this is Monster, sung by Casey Levy and the male ensemble of Frozen. And John Riddle.
John Riddle.
John Riddle. Hans.
Hans.
Hans, yeah. Catch you on the flip-flop, bitches. Ah.
It's finally come to knock down my door. I can't hide this time like I hid before. The storm is awake, the danger is real. My time's running out. Don't feel. Fear will be your enemy, and death its consequence. That's what they once said to me, and it's starting to make sense. All this pain, all this fear began because of me. Is the thing they see, the thing I have to be. A monster, were they right? Has the dark in me finally come to light? Am I a monster, full of rage, nowhere to go but on a rampage? Or am I just a monster in a cage? Time for crying now. I started a storm, gotta stop it somehow. Do I keep on running? How far do I have to go? And would that take the storm away or only make it grow? I'm making my world colder. How long can it survive? Is everyone in danger as long as I'm alive? best for me? If I die, will they be free? Mother, what if after I'm gone, the cold gets colder and the storm rages on? No, I have to stay alive to fix what I've done, save the world from myself.
Welcome back, bitches. You are listening to Elijah and Alex on
Bitchin' About Broadway Hawk Radio on anchor.fm.
Period.
Period. So, you just heard Monster, sung by Casey Levy. As I mentioned, well, as Elijah mentioned.
Period.
This song was not in the Frozen movie.
And there's a reason. No, I'm just kidding.
No, it's an
I'm
amazing
just kidding.
Song, adds character to Elsa. And actually,
your least favorite character.
Oh, well, yeah, but that song made me like her more.
Girl, you should like Elsa from the very beginning. She's the main character, and I'm madly in love with her.
But the musical, Broadway musical, has 12 new amazing songs that, in our opinion, make the musical even grander than the movie version.
Yeah, and, like, also, like, let's keep it real. There are some musicals that, like, were movies, movie musicals, and the songs they added were just kind of, like, cheap. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not even going to call out. And the way I just, like, mouthed a specific show to Alex.
And I'm extremely mad about that.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that at dinner. yeah, there are some movies, musicals that, like, just add, like, kind of cheap songs to fill it. Frozen, it drives the plot forward, and I think that it's very tasteful, and I'm very proud of their work. Go off.
Yeah, because the songs that add to the story, they're just, I love them.
Wow, Alex. So, guys, Alex has a little bit of a scandal going on at our theater because...
Little scandal.
So, as I've mentioned, Alex is 6'2".
6'2".
He's very tall, and he's very sweet, and I seem to think, and everyone else seems to think, that he is a Kristoff because he just kind of looks like a Kristoff because he's tall and he's very sweet, and he's like... would definitely fall for an Anna-type girl. Mm. However, Alex, how about you tell them the rest?
All right, so let's get into this, bitches. So, what I was saying was, I think, okay, everybody's saying yes, Alex would be Hans. Alex, so in our theater...
No one's saying that you would be Hans.
I mean, no. Sorry. Everyone's saying yes, Alex would be Kristoff because... In our little theater, in our theater area, I usually get the goofy, sweet characters.
Because that's who he is.
That's who I am.
That's, like, literally who Alex is, guys. Like, like, I met Alex, and he went roller skating, and then he broke his leg, and I wheeled him on and off stage for Mamma Mia. Like, that's the kind of person Alex is, and he's the sweetest baby, and I'm just obsessed with him. He's Baby Yoda. Like
I'm Baby Yoda.
He actually like has Baby Yoda like facial expressions and it's very funny. Like when I met him, I was like, Mom, why does he look like Baby Yoda?
So going back to that, so I can portray sweet roles, and I think that adds character to Hans. Okay, I think I would be a better Hans because no one would expect a person like me, like this sweet little goofy type character.
You're not little.
Not little, but like
I'm sorry, but
little personality. Little personality.
You could pick me up and run me out the door.
Physically, I am very large, but I have this little personality.
He does, guys.
And so no one would expect this goofy, innocent, sweet Hans to just at the end he just turns on Anna. It's like, you know, like I just feel like
you know you woke the co.
I feel like that would just add so much to Anna's story. And that, it honestly, because...
I mean, this is, like, low-key happened to Alex in real life. Like, he, low-key kicked a girl out of a chair at school in attempts to flirt. Like, story for later.
Anyway. but I'm just saying, that also shows that she didn't, like, I'm not a Prince Charming type. We all know this. Like, I would never be typecasted as a Prince Charming type.
Why not? Alex, break the mold. Like, why not? Like, you're fresh. You have the voice for it. Don't ever put yourself in a box. Young performers, don't put yourself in a box, no matter what anyone tells you, because you're the baddest bitch.
But I'm thinking if I was...
And that's not a joke, seriously.
Yeah, definitely.
Don't put yourself in a box, hoes. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Because people who put themselves... And even Casey Levy has said this, like... My queen literally said that, like, break the mold, Elijah, go off. And I was like, ah, in love with you. She didn't say that specifically to me, but she was very encouraging.
Period.
And, like, every time I've talked to her.
Period. Yeah. But so I was thinking, it builds character to Anna. If I got... Sorry, my throat's a little dry.
Eh, much like your humor.
Oh! So I was thinking...
It's not. I love Alex.
If I was casted as Hans...
It's cast. You don't say casted.
Is it casted?
It's literally cast.
I mean,
cast.
Is it cast?
I went to New York and I said casted. I'm sorry, no, we're not editing this out. I'm going to educate. Guys, I went to New York and someone said casted. And she was like, hi, guys. So it's cast. And the owner of Music Showcase, where we do theater, is always like, I don't know why she was casted. This, that, and the other. She always says casted. And I have not told her. Not told her. I'm like...
She's going to see this and she's going to be like...
I don't care. I'll be like... I'm going to tell her right after. We're at Music Showcase. I'm going to be like...
That's true. We are.
I'll be like, this reminds me. I was in the podcast without... You know?
Yeah. So, if I were cast in this role, I would...
Yes, vocabulary.
I think I would bring a different side out of Hans. Because if any of you guys here have seen Hans in the movie or in the Broadway show...
We've all seen the movie.
I hope you've all seen the movie.
If you haven't, you're like those like three people left on the planet that haven't seen Star Wars.
Yeah, come on. Get on with your life. Anyway.
Oh,
hey, sorry. Love you all.
Don't lie, Alex.
I think that I would bring a different side because all the Hans that have played Hans, they are usually always this like sweet, like charming, like ooh type.
But also, they're kind of bad bitches. Like all of the vocalists that play Hans,
John
are bad
Riddle,
bitches.
Ryan McCartan.
Yeah, period. Like they're like all of them are bad bitches. Like I've not seen one that wasn't a bad bitch. Like they're... even like in like the international cast, like the UK and the Australian version, which is actually Australia. They got rid of COVID and now they're doing live theater.
Oh.
And Frozen is the first thing back and it's literally in Australia with Courtney Monsalma, my like one of my favorite Catherine Howards from Six the Musical. I know we're not supposed to compare them, but I just think she's so sweet as
a
human.
You guys heard it here.
No, but she was she's Anna.
She's Anna
in the Australian cast and she's so good. And I just love her. She's really sweet. Mm-hmm. Like it's not even that she's like my like, not even that I'm like, oh, one of my favorite Catherine Howards performance-wise. It's just, like, one of my favorite people that plays her.
Yeah.
She's so sweet. Love her.
But I feel like I would bring this awkward, goofy side, which would make Anna fall in love with him more. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it would add more character in between, and it would make it more heartbreaking, because, like, he's, like, awkward, goofy. And usually in a show...
I like that we're all, as a group, questioning Alex as Hans, but when I said I wanted to be Elsa, like... I had more people than not just be like, oh, I can see it, though. And I'm like, girl, no, it's a joke. You know?
But I feel like it would be more heartbreaking to the audience because usually when you watch a show, you find an awkward, goofy character like, let's say, Ogie from Waitress or...
Aw, the baby.
Like a sweet, innocent character.
Alex would be so good as Ogie.
Period.
Or Earl. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
I'm just kidding.
I just feel like... It would make it more heartbreaking to the audience. Like, wow. Like, usually when you come into Frozen, you know Hans is bad.
Yeah, like, I knew from the start, I was like, punk. I was like, I'm here for Elsa. Where's she at?
But, yeah, that's just my little... That's, like... And Hans is... I'm a tenor range. I think Hans is in my range vocally.
Oh, yeah. And Alex is Laurie in Little Women. I know we've already talked about it, but... That's one of the harder... male roles. I know it's really obscure, but vocally, that's a big thing to do. Like, it's a tough song.
It's very tough.
Yeah, and I mean, like, I used to sing that song a bit, and it's really exhausting. I just ended up cutting it from my book. I was like, this doesn't even fit me anymore.
Yeah.
But Alex is such a good Lori, and I think his vibes do match Han's very well, but I think he's going to grow, because I love Alex's voice, and I think that Alex is going to grow into more of a Han's or Kristoff. I don't know, because it's really hard to tell, because Alex is also 14, and in that, like, baby stage, but he's not a baby.
Yeah.
But he is also 5.
No, I'm not.
You're not 5. So, anyway, speaking of 5-year-olds, I'm just kidding, that was the worst transition. But speaking of Frozen, I want to discuss some of the cast members that have, like, influenced us the most, Alex.
Of course.
I know you're a huge fan of Ryan.
I'm a huge fan of Ryan.
I know you're a huge fan of Ryan McCarcar.
Ryan McCarcar.
His name's Ryan McCartan, but we call him McCarcar.
Yeah.
And we've both had the pleasure of working with him.
We have, yes.
Yeah, when I met him, he was very sweet, very, very encouraging, and I really liked him. And Alex has seen him once or twice now, right?
Once. It's going to be twice soon.
Oh, yeah, because you're getting a private lesson.
I am.
So, Alex is Ryan McCarcar stan, and I love that for him. And for those of you who don't know, Ryan McCarcar has also been Fiero in Wicked. And
JD in Heathers.
Which is one of Alex's dream roles.
Which is also one of my dream roles. Ryan McCarcar, it's just whenever you see a character, like if you see an actor play one of these roles that Ryan McCarcar play, Ryan McCarcar, I wouldn't say better, because we're not comparing.
I just winked at Alex.
So I wouldn't say Ryan McCartan's performance of these characters that he's played are better, but they're definitely different.
I'm going to keep it 100, though, in this chat. I do not endorse bootlegging shows. Shame on you. However, I did watch a bootleg of Wicked with Ryan McCartan and Jessica Vosk as Elphaba. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, it was clean. It was so good. And I've never been one that's, like, vibes with Fiero. I don't know why. He has that, like, Playboy kind of vibe. And I know people like that. And I'm like...
Yeah, I'm more...
But Ryan McCartan didn't play him like that. And I didn't get that vibe, at least. He was just, like, a fun kid.
Yeah.
And I was like, he's a gentleman.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, okay... Because I remember, like, listening to the cast recording, like, Dancing Through Life. And beautiful score Wicked has, like, period. Like, I'm not judging, but I was like, Elphaba doesn't deserve this man because she was better than that. And even Glinda, I was like, neither of them deserve him.
Mm-hmm.
But Ryan...
He doesn't deserve any of them.
Like, yeah, but they deserve better.
Yeah, they deserve better.
But... Wow, the building just shook. Like, we just felt the ceiling go... guys, pray for
us. Welcome to Music Showcase.
Yeah. Janky! No, I'm just kidding. We're not janky. We literally have murals on every single wall. We're anything but janky.
Of course.
It's just weird things happening.
We just like joking.
We're like those rich kids that are like, ugh, you got me a Porsche for Christmas? Cheap. Hashtag stocking stuffer.
Ryan McCartan, his acting is just amazing.
He's an actor first, right? Like, he's been in, what show
he
was
he? He was in Liv and Maddie.
Oh, yeah, because he dated my girl Dove.
Yeah.
The way he just looked at me, he was like, your girl Dove? I've never met Dove, but he actually dated Dove Cameron, and that's an ugly story. But, yeah.
We won't go on to that.
No, I wouldn't.
No.
But also, they're standalone. Mm-hmm. Actors and actresses, I think that it's good that
they've
gone this
separate. We have respect for them both.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The way I just said, do we?
But so, Ryan McCartan, he played JD, and that's what made me love how he portrayed that role.
Oh, yeah, he was fantastic.
He made me want to be JD. Not want to be JD. He made me want to play JD, because JD's just so... Whenever I watched Heathers the movie, I was always like, ooh...
Oh, yeah, the Heathers original movie was weird. It was like pre-game Mean Girls, but then, like, by the time we got to Mean Girls, we were so pre-gamed that we just kind of were like, woo!
And so I just thought JD was this, like, killer, and like that was his only personality trait. But Ryan McCartan brought so many different sides to him, and it just made me fall in love with the character.
He's kind of a creative genius.
He's a creative genius, and he did that with Hansu. He,
I would be scared to be in the room with him, because honestly, I think that creative geniuses are a little crazy. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's crazy, but he seems too smart to not be.
Yeah. And so, honestly, we all are. We're all a little crazy.
Oh, I definitely am.
Yeah.
I definitely am. But yeah, so Ryan McCarcar, and also, he was in the cast that closed Frozen, and they didn't know they were going to close, because we had the pandemic, and then we had, like, a month or two, and then they announced they're closing, because they just couldn't keep renting out the theater, which was really sad, because, like...
Yeah, they really didn't get to run. That cast was amazing.
Yeah, and it was a huge turnover, too. I think the show was even edited, because it had Ciara Renee as Elsa, who... was also, I mean, I fell in love with her because of Hunchback of Notre Dame, her Esmeralda.
Yeah.
She is like no other. She's a force of nature. And I've gotten to work with her as well. I had one masterclass with her, and she told me to belt from my vagina, and I'll never forget it. And then Mackenzie Kurtz as Anna, whom I've never met, but I think it was Good Morning America, her and Ciara Renee saying, "I can't lose you," from Frozen. And they added that song just for them. It took place of the First Time in Forever reprise when Elsa freezes Anna's heart. They were fantastic, and I just fell in love with the cast. And I hadn't seen Ryan McCartan yet as Hans. I've seen clips on like TikTok and YouTube, but never like a whole thing. But that cast was fantastic, and they didn't get the run they deserved.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm a huge fan of Ciara and Mackenzie. Huge fan of both.
Perfect casting.
But I fell in love with Frozen because of Casey Levy's work. What had happened, how I found out, well, I've always loved Frozen, but I wasn't sure how it was gonna vibe, honestly. Because there's a lot of elements, like even just like the bare minimum, like the ice powers and like the mountains and all of those really fun elements to Frozen. I was like, how's this gonna, you know, go on stage? But then I saw, like an Instagram clip. Someone actually like did like a little bit of a bootleg of Casey Levy and Let It Go. This was before there was a cast recording or any kind of promotional. They just had like headshots out. They didn't even have pictures of them released yet. It was their Denver run, and it was the dress change, the quick dress change, and when she like, you know, Let It Go, when she like changes from the party dress to the crystal dress. And I think the dress itself has like Swarovski crystals on it. It's stunning. I know the set is Swarovski crystal, the ice castle set. It's stunning. Like when you're looking at it, it's a spectacle. But I saw that and I just knew. I was like, they have a handle on it, and it's worth seeing. So it was like my dream to see it for like a solid 2 years. And I had to see Casey because Casey's vocals were amazing. Her acting was so strong. And it was like the blurriest video ever, but I could just tell. Like, she was acting for... Like, you could tell that she was one with the character, and I had to see it. Because even, like, it was just so magical to see her as Elsa. Like, she didn't have to have ice coming out of her hands. Like, she was power. And she is that way. Like, she... Every performance I've ever... heard her sing, seen like videos of her, she's a presence, and she is ripe for the role. And that's what brought me to the Frozen musical, because I have an appreciation for the movie and I love it, but I didn't know I was gonna love it beyond that. And I think it's really cool for me, because I found it when I was, obviously, like when I was young, when the movie came out, when I was little, it was a cartoon that I used to watch all the time. But then as I got older, it like grew with me, because the plot grew. And I think that because Elsa was the character I related to the most because of how much I was going through at that time. Like, I'm homeschooled now because I was in public school at the time, but then it didn't work out for me. But that's a different story. But, like, Elsa was my little character, like, for little, like, 10-year-old Elijah. And to see Elsa's growth in the musical, like, getting into her head, like, with Dangerous to Dream and Monster, it was a different level to the character. And even with Anna, I hate that they cut the song, but True Love.
Yeah.
I think it's a beautiful piece, and I think that girls everywhere should be listening to that song, like for auditions, for concerts, cabarets. It's beautiful. It's right after she finds out that Hans doesn't love her, and she's trapped in the room, and she thinks she's going to die. But what happens is, how it's staged, I was, like, sobbing when I first saw it. On, like, the first piano chords, it, like, she's just laying there on the little couch, like, frozen, and the little Anna comes out and, like, walks around and, like, reenacts the Wanna Build a Snowman with, like, Elsa's door. And it wrecked me. It just wrecked me, and I'm so sad it's cut, because it's not in any existing versions of the show now, because they added I Can't Lose You. But, like, listening to those songs, I was like, oh my gosh, this show is gonna wreck me. And then the Kristoff Lullaby, when he, like, realizes he's in love with Anna. And it's so sad, because, like, that, and then it's Monster, and then it's True Love. Like, that, like, little string of the show just, it leaves you. It just leaves you, like, really, like, wow. This, it might be a cartoon, but it's so much more than that. Anyways, thanks for listening to that tangent. Thanks, bitches, and thanks, Alex, for joining me.
Thank you for having me. It's really been a pleasure.
Ugh, not for me. Anyways, before we say our goodbyes, I want to play yet another song from Frozen. I've already talked about it. It's I Can't Lose You. I'm a huge fan of this piece. This was not originally in the musical, but they've added it in for future productions. But it'll be included in all international productions and the touring production with the two Carolines playing Anna and Elsa. We didn't talk about them, but they're crazy talented, and I love them. Enjoy. Thank you so much. You guys are fantastic. Thanks for joining me yet again for another segment of Bitchin' 'Bout Broadway, where we talk about Broadway behind her back. Bye, bitches.
Bye.
Wait, Elsa, don't go.
I'm just trying to protect you.
You don't have to protect me. I'm not afraid.
What do you want, Anna?
This. Just you and I talking and chatting and taking up space. And you. You look so at peace, which I did not predict after what all took place. I'm so sorry. I didn't know, I couldn't see. I knew you were hiding, but selfishly thought you were hiding from me. That's why I've come all this way, to look in your eyes and say, I can't lose you, not again. I can't lose you like then. If you could see yourself safe to stay here and talk. Don't get close. This is all so brand new. Let me first learn to crawl before I try to walk. I'm at home here, out in the cold, up in the air. But it all turns to chaos near people I love and with how much I care. Trust me, I'm begging you now. Don't you see?